Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 28th of March. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. If you've been involved in any kind of an accident, I'd send you to where you're going to get compensated. Let them put their skills to work for you. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And of course, it is a Thursday. It is the second week of the NCAA tournament. The Sweet 16 is here, and Bet Online is your bracket headquarters. The best bracket contest out there. Odds, lines, info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering info anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. You can even track your bracket real time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today. Get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, I'm back from Orlando. I was in Disney the last couple days, took my son's spring break. So I appreciate you guys who listened yesterday. Yesterday was a little bit of a different show. We had our pal Chris Van Vliet on with us. So we sat down, we talked wrestling with him. We talked movies with him. I mean, he's a great dude, but also he's like the premier wrestling podcast these days. Gets all the big guests, and he also gets all the A-list movie stars doing all kinds of stuff out there in Hollywood on the West Coast. So we appreciate Chris helping us out yesterday and appreciate you guys listening to the show yesterday. So we left for Orlando on Tuesday afternoon, back today Thursday afternoon. So that's why today's show is coming at you a little bit later than normal, but that's okay. We got Sweet 16 tonight. We got Marlins opening day. That snuck up on your ass, right? In Orlando, I told my son yesterday, I go, hey, you know the Marlins opening day is tomorrow? I was like, what? That's right. Snuck up on your ass. So we got the Marlins today. And of course, we got the Panthers back in action tonight. Panthers and Islanders. So there's a lot happening here. All right. So a lot to get to. First, though, I want to tell you guys, went to Disney. We went to, yesterday we went to, because see, I'm like a Disney employee. Well, not like I am. I'm a Disney employee now. So I get the discount and I get the passes for free. So, all right, we'll take my son. I took my son and his friend and we'll go to Orlando. We went park hopping yesterday. We went to Animal Kingdom and we went to Hollywood Studios. Had a good time. I am exhausted. There's no other way to put it. Exhausted. I don't think, you know, I have bad ankles anyway. I don't think my ankle is going to recover for another few days. Like, when we got back to the hotel last night, my feet were on fire. My dogs were barking last night when I got back to the hotel. So much walking, so much standing in line. And, you know, we did all the stuff that where you got to wait on line like a long time. Like, right when we got to the park, we got there first thing in the morning. So we went to Animal Kingdom first. So we went straight to Avatar. And by the way, I can't go on any of the rides. So I'm waiting in all these lines. And then when we get to the front, I skip it. I go on the other side and I wait for my son and his friend. I can't go on any of these rides. I love rides. I love the 3D stuff, the simulators, roller coasters. I love all that stuff. I can't do it anymore. I guess because of my age, the motion sickness, and also because I suffer from vertigo. I can't go on any of these rides. I immediately get sick. Like, within seconds of the roller coaster or the 3D. So, I'm worthless at these places. But look, we go for my son, whatever. And it was crowded. It was packed. It's spring break. I mean, obviously. But, yeah, it's spring break. Like, my buddy said, I can't believe you went on spring break. You know why I went on spring break? Because my son's on spring break. Like, that's when we can go. So, anyway, we got to the park first thing in the morning yesterday. We go right to the back. We go to the Avatar. Because that's, like, the longest line. And we waited for little more than an hour. Which is really my max, what I'm willing to wait in line for. So, we waited a little more than an hour. So, we went first thing in the morning. And that was fine. So, we got to do everything at Animal Kingdom because we went on the longest line right at the start and didn't have to wait as long as others. The point that I'm trying to make is, like in the middle of the day, you'll go to that Avatar ride or one of the other big rides, and it tells you, you know, how long you gotta wait. And it'll say, 180 minutes. Now, for those of you who aren't good at math, 180 minutes is 3 hours. You see that sign for the Avatar ride, I don't care what kind of ride it is, 180 minutes, that's 3 hours. You're there with your family of four, you see that sign, and people just are like, all right, let's get in line. Who are these people? And obviously, they're getting in that line. You're seeing a line that says 180 minutes, and you're just, all right, this is what we're doing for the next 3 hours. Standing and waiting for the life of me. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand. Who are these people who wait in the line for that long? So I didn't do any of that. Like I said, longest we were willing to wait was an hour. Had the, you know, like the lightning lane where you get to skip the line. You go into the second line and that gets you in really quick. We were able to do that for like 3 rides yesterday. Then we went to Hollywood Studios. I don't get the people who wait in these lines. And, like, it wasn't even that hot. The weather was fine, but holy shit was it crowded. It's so crowded. The lines at Disney, it's like, you're hurrying up to wait. That's what you're doing. It's so much waiting. It's so much lines. And, like, maybe I sound like a spoiled brat here because I've been to Disney 1,000 times. I grew up here in Florida, but, man, I think it's so overrated. Disney World, I think it's so overrated. You're waiting in line forever. The ride or the show lasts for 4 minutes, and you're done. Not to mention everything costs $1 billion. I mean, I don't think I have any money left. I think my checking account is drained. I have no money left. All right, so that's what we did yesterday. We came back today. Overall, had a nice time. We did. We had a good time. All right, so there's a lot happening. Let's get to what happened last night. Now, I was able to keep track of everything, and last night, so it's the Western Conference, let's start there, because now we're like 9-10 games remaining for every team. Playoff race is tight. Every night, we got stuff we got to keep an eye on. Rockets win, Suns win, Lakers win, all right? So when we look at the Western Conference standings here, that's important because the play-in is the most intriguing part. You know, for anyone who doesn't like the play-in, I'm keeping track of those teams in the play-in every night. I love the race in the play-in, and I'm really going to enjoy the play-in games. So, like I told you, those teams that won there last night, Rockets, Suns, Lakers. The Rockets have now won 10 in a row, but they are still a game back of number 10 Golden State. They're the only team still alive for the playoffs in the West that's on the outside looking in. Warriors won, Lakers won, Suns won. The Suns right now are still number 7. They're a game back in the loss column of number 6, Dallas. They're actually even in the loss column with number 8, Sacramento. So Phoenix, all the hullabaloo, all the hubbub about acquiring Durant, about acquiring Bradley Beal, and they are fighting to be on, to not be on the road in the play-in game. Suns are a major disappointment. I don't care that the Suns, hey, they're 43-30. It's not like, oh, if they played in the Eastern Conference. If they play in the Eastern Conference, so they'd be 5th instead of 7th. It's not like they'd be running away with anything in the Eastern Conference. The Suns are 43-30, which is a good record, but they're 7th in the West. They're a major disappointment. And then you look at the Lakers, who have been sitting in the 9th spot for 5 months at this point. They win. They're 2 back of number 8 Sacramento. They're 2 up on number 10 Golden State. So, and they have 9 games to play. So they're looking pretty good to host the first play-in and then go on the road for the second one to even clinch a playoff spot. And the Warriors, they're not in the clear here by any stretch. The Warriors are a game up on Houston, who has won 10 in a row, and they're probably not going to catch the Lakers, who are 2 up on them. So that's what the Western Conference looks like. The Eastern Conference, the Heat, and we'll get to them in a second, the Heat got a lot of luck last night. The Cavaliers, the Hornets beat the Cavs last night. The Warriors beat the Magic. The Clippers beat the 76ers. So why does that matter? Why do we care about those teams? Well, here's why. The Cavaliers are number 4 now. The Knicks have jumped them to number 3. So the Heat would have to get to number 5 to play the Cavs. I don't think you want that. Because like I said, not that anyone's afraid of the Celtics, which by the way, for a number 1 seed, and for a team that's been the number 1 seed all year long, has there been a team that everyone is less afraid of as a number 1 seed than these Boston Celtics? Nobody's afraid of them. So, if I'm the Heat, though, I don't want that number 5 seed, even if it means playing the Celtics, because I don't want to face the Celtics in the second round. I want to face them in the East Finals. So, like I said, if you're the Heat, you want to be 6 or 7. Those are the money spots. But of course, if you're 7, you got to get through the play-in, which is exactly where the Heat are right now. So Cleveland, they dropped to number 4. Orlando, since they lost the Heat, they're still only 3 back. Indiana, they lost, they're still only 3 back. The Heat have 9 games left to play. Making up 3 in 9 games, very difficult. So the Heat find themselves, they're even in the loss column with Indiana. And like I said, that 6th spot, that's where you want to be if you're Miami. You want to be either 6 or 7, but preferably 6. So you're even in the loss column there with Indiana. So Indiana losing last night, that was big. And you still find yourself 3 back of Orlando, who's number 5. But like I said, I don't want to be number 5. So that's where you sit right now if you're the Heat. And as far as tonight goes, you do not have Indiana in action, but Indiana's the team that we want to keep an eye on. So that's where we currently sit as far as the play-in goes. All right. That's a little bit of what happened last night. So let's do a little bit of Heat here first. And then I want to get back to some NBA because there was NBA stuff. Like, not a good night for the NBA last night. We'll get to that coming up. The Heat next play, Portland. They're playing Portland tomorrow. And then I think they play Washington after. So this is actually a really important stretch for the Heat to get some wins against bottom feeders. But again, they lost to Washington last time they played them. And the Heat, we're in like a really annoying place with the Heat right now. And what I mean by that is they should be rolling. Like, we got to a place where the Heat had won all of those games in a row. And Jimmy's yelling at the crowd as he got ejected in New Orleans. It's that time. It's that time. Except the Heat are not playing good basketball right now. They're struggling to score. They just got their shit kicked in at home by Golden State. You never know if Jimmy's going to play or not. No Tyler Hero. And Duncan Robinson is still hurt. So Jimmy could scream, it's that time. It's that time. It doesn't feel like that time. It feels like it's the time to be annoyed if you're a Heat fan. Because I'm annoyed. So that's where we are right now if you're the Heat. If you're the Heat fan, we're in like a place that's really annoying right now. And then also, you know, remember the Heat were like 2 games back of New York when Ananobi and Randall were both out. That was the opportune time to make up that ground. The Heat are now 5 back of New York. They were like 2 back. They're now 5 back. They're never going to catch them. And can we be honest here? Finishing 3 back, which they're 3 back right now. Finishing 3 back of the Orlando Magic? That's embarrassing. That team's our little brother. They've had a great year. Paolo Banchero's been fantastic. I don't understand how, for a number 1 overall pick, and by the way, Kendrick Perkins yesterday. So Kendrick Perkins on NBA Today, or maybe it was on Get Up. I don't know. It's hard to keep track. But my colleague, Kendrick Perkins, he gave his list of the top 5 number 1 picks in today's NBA. Who's performing the best this year that was a former number 1 overall pick. And he had number 1 was LeBron, then Kyrie Irving, then Anthony Davis, then Anthony Edwards, and then Victor Wembanyama. Okay, like those are fine candidates, although Anthony Edwards should be number 1. I would not have Kyrie Irving on that list at all because I would take the other 4 guys ahead of him this season and I would put Paolo Banchero. Paolo Banchero, is there a number 1 overall pick, a former number 1 overall pick, whose team is having success the way his is, who gets talked about less or not at all the way Paolo Banchero does? I mean, look, the Mavericks are 43-29. The Magic are 42-30. Virtually same record. Mavericks have 1 game better than them. No one talks about Paolo Banchero and the Orlando Magic. But anyway, the Magic being 3 up on Miami, that's a little bit embarrassing. It really is. So you would have figured, yeah, like at that moment, all of us, all Heat fans, oh yeah, Jimmy's telling everybody it's that time. The Heat are mixing up with the Pelicans. They get that win against New Orleans. Great win. Duncan Robinson, great finish. In the locker room after the game, Jimmy's like, we're better than them and we're going to beat them again next time. It's whatever. And now you look at the Heat, it's like, We're in like an annoying place with the Heat right now. They should be rolling and getting ready for the playoffs at this point. And instead, we're just kind of here. So here's what the final 9 games look like for Miami. They're home against Portland tomorrow. Sunday, they're at Washington. You gotta win those 2 games. Then they close out the final 7 games. 8 games. Final 8 games. My math is bad, I guess. Hosting New York, tough game. Hosting Philadelphia, that game's big. At Houston, Rockets have won 10 in a row. At Indiana, that's going to be big for seeding. At Atlanta, they're fighting for the play-in. Then you got Dallas at home, Toronto at home, Toronto again at home. Save for the final 2 games against the Raptors, very difficult schedule to close. Very difficult. You look at the final 9 games here, okay? Or 10 games, whatever it is. My math sucks. Portland, Washington, both under 500. Then New York's over, Philly's over, Houston, Indiana, Dallas. 5 of the final, we're talking 10 games here, are against over 500 teams. Now, you got a few of them at home, but this is not an easy schedule. And as far as the standings look right now, we could catch Indiana for number 6. You would like to be number 6, but you could just as well. They're not going to fall to 9. They're 5 up on Chicago. But you could finish 8. And if you finish 8, remember, we want that 7 spot. Then you have to win at Philly in the play-in, which they could do to get that 7 spot. Or you lose, and then you find yourself facing Chicago or Atlanta again in the second play-in game, because Brooklyn's not going to catch them. They're about to be eliminated any day now. They're 6 back. So instead of being fired up for the playoffs right now, and we'll be fired up once we get there, but instead of being fired up for the playoffs right now, I feel like we're in an annoying place with the Heat, and we never know who's going to play on any given night. Obviously, we know the mantra, we have enough, but eventually we want to see the whole team. Like, we want to start winning games going into the playoffs. It's a little bit of a frustrating place that we're in right now. I'll tell you what's not annoying, though. When you want to get yourself a brand new car and you head over to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, that's right, never an annoying process. You know you're going to get the best deal. You know you're going to get taken care of. And you know you're going to get the car that's perfect for you and your family. There's a lot to love at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru this month. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. You can enjoy incredible offers during Subaru's A Lot to Love event. It's still going on up to April 1st. You can lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. Right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payments for 3 months, and make zero security deposit. I mean, listen to what I'm talking about here. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you get that promise to provide customers with an exceptional experience at their brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. It's that beautiful building you can see from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. With an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. NFLSubaru.com, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. You know what else I love? I love getting great sleep. And I'm getting great sleep every single night here in the Zaslow Mansion Master Bedroom because I sleep on Sheets and Giggles. That's right, SheetsGiggles.com for the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. If you're not sleeping on Sheets and Giggles, you're depriving you and your loved ones the sleep that you deserve. I got the comforter. I got a eucalyptus pillow. If you need a new mattress, what better time now than get yourself a mattress made from the wood of eucalyptus trees? That's right. But my man Colin, founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, he found a way not only for us to get the best sleep of our life, but to make sure we're doing it in an environmentally friendly way. Mattresses can be expensive, but if this is your first time ever going to SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code ZASLOW. Get 20% off your first order. That's major savings for your first order. Use promo code ZASLOW, 20% off your first order, and you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. SheetsGiggles.com. Again, SheetsGiggles.com. Promo code ZASLOW, and you get the best sleep of your life. So let's take a look here what we got for Sweet 16 tonight, all right? We got number 6 Clemson and number 2 Arizona. Love Arizona in the game. Let's see what the lines are, all right? Come on. We want to make sure we're doing the right thing here, all right? I think Clemson getting to the Sweet 16 is a great season for them. Probably not expected. Arizona's a 7.5-point favorite. I really like Arizona in this game. I think I like them to cover the 7.5 as well. San Diego State and UConn, number 1 UConn. Overall number 1, number 5 San Diego State. San Diego State's getting 11.5. I think I might like San Diego State in this game. You got Alabama, North Carolina. North Carolina, I have, by the way, winning it all. North Carolina, 4.5-point favorite over Alabama. I like Alabama. I like North Carolina tonight. Alabama, yes, I guess you could say they defended against Grand Canyon because, what, they only allowed 61 points. But against South Charleston, they gave up 96. Alabama, big-time scoring team. They do not defend. They're running into a North Carolina team. I think that is a lot better than them. So North Carolina, -4.5. I like a lot against Alabama. And a great one tonight is the last, 10:09 p.m. My God. Number 2, Iowa State. Number 3, Illinois. I like Iowa State getting to the Final Four. I like Iowa State in this game. I think everybody's all over Illinois. I am not. Illinois is in the Sweet 16 for the first time since, 05 maybe? 07? A really long time. So, winning the game tonight, I like all the higher seeds to win tonight. Arizona, UConn, North Carolina, Iowa State. I also like the favorites to cover, except I'll take 11.5. San Diego State covering against UConn. I don't have UConn going to the Final Four, all right? My Final Four teams, if you are interested. Although I do believe that guy who tells you about his bracket is just as uninteresting as guy who tells you about his fantasy football team. Nobody gives a shit about your fantasy football team. We used to have a guy at work at 790 Ticket who would talk about his fantasy football all the time. Nobody gives a shit. Guy who tells you about their fantasy football team as if you care about anyone's fantasy football team other than yourself. And he is, that guy is just as annoying, I believe, as guy who tells you about how his bracket got busted. Nobody cares about your bracket. But sometimes you got to go on the record. So if I'm going to go on the record, I'll tell you what I got for the Final Four. UNC, Iowa State, Creighton, Duke. That's my Final Four. I like UNC to win it all, but I got UNC, Iowa State, Creighton, Duke. There you have it. So I got a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 3 seed, and a 3 seed. Was Duke a 3 seed or were they a 4 seed? Duke was a 4. Okay, Duke was a 4. So a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 3 seed, and a 4 seed. How you love that? There you have it. So that's what I got for you tonight, or that's what we all have as far as the Sweet 16 goes. Now, you know I'm going to be dialed into the Panthers tonight. The Panthers, they're at home against the Islanders. I would go tonight, except A, I'm pretty tired from Orlando, and B, all new episode, bonus episode of It's Still Real to Me is dropping tonight. That, of course, is my wrestling podcast. Wherever you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now, that's where you can get It's Still Real to Me. It'll show up on that feed. That's my wrestling podcast. We come at you every Sunday night usually, although sometimes we'll be doing Mondays right before Raw. Bonus episode tonight, we are going to react to an explosive finish to this past week's Monday Night Raw, where Rock, the final boss, left Cody Rhodes beaten and bloodied and battered outside the building in Chicago. So make sure, we're going to do live stream, I think 8 p.m., so make sure you'll watch tonight or after the fact you listen. That's okay. So we got to do that tonight. That's really why I'm not going to the Panther game tonight. But as far as the Panthers go, Panthers get Ekblad back tonight. They got Barkov back there tonight. Now, when I was in Orlando, I did watch the Panthers and Bruins, and I did watch the Heat and Warriors. So I didn't miss anything. The Panthers, brutal finish against Boston. Up 3-2 with 4 minutes left. They wind up losing the game in regulation. Brutal finish. And the Panthers, look, they got the Islanders tonight who are not any good. But the Panthers have lost 5 of their last 6 games. Now, I'm not nervous about the Panthers. They're going to finish at the worst. They'll finish second in the Atlantic. And they're still very much alive for first overall as far as the President's Trophy is concerned. Right now, the Panthers, they're 2 back for first in the Atlantic. They're 2 back of Boston. But they have 2 games to play. So they're still in a good spot. As far as the conference overall goes, the Panthers are 3 back of the Rangers. They are even in games played. And the Rangers right now are in first as far as the President's Trophy is concerned. So 3 back of first in the East and overall. But most importantly, you want to finish first in the Atlantic because then you have home ice in the first and second round. And in the first round, you would face one of the wild card teams then if you finish first, which right now, like, so if the Panthers finish with the overall best record in the East, you would face the second wildcard team, which looks like it's going to be Washington, although Detroit's only two behind them. The first wildcard team looks like it's going to be Tampa Bay, although it could be Toronto, because Toronto's only two up on them for third in the Atlantic. So if you finish first overall ahead of the Rangers, you're going to face either Washington or Detroit. If you finish first in the division, but it's second overall, you'll face either Toronto or Tampa Bay. And I'll be honest with you, I want to play Tampa Bay. I do. Like, I know there's Panther fans who are going to be scared to play Tampa Bay because they're our daddies, but you got to exercise that demon. And if you're going to win the Stanley Cup, which is obviously the goal this year, like, let's go through Tampa Bay. So I'm not worried, but lost 5 of 6. And it's lost 5 of 6 to good teams. You know, lost to, who's it, to Carolina, to the Rangers, to Tampa Bay, to Boston. These are really good teams that they're losing to. But, you know, lose tonight, it's 6 out of 7. Do I need that shit in my life? No, of course not. So that's what's going on tonight. All right.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know what we do have today, by the way? It's a Thursday, so you guys know what that means, right? Let's do some mailbag questions. That's right. All right, we put it out every Thursday morning. We can get some, take some questions from you guys. And we got a handful here, so let's do some mailbag questions. All right, here's what we got. Let's start things out with, this is from Luke. Luke always chimes in with the mailbag questions. Luke says, Zaslo, how excited are you for the debut of the UFL? And does Mrs. Zaslo ever get upset with the amount of Johnny Cubas you consume? All right, let's start with the back end. No, Mrs. Zaslo does not get upset with the Johnny Cuba. You know that's the official beer of Zaslo Show 2.0. Go pick up a Johnny Cuba, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Most delicious beer there is. I mean, obviously, otherwise they wouldn't be on Zaslo Show 2.0. The only beer that we drink in the Zaslo Mansion, all right? No, she does not get upset because I don't overdo it, all right? You know, you don't have to get crazy. You don't have to get drunk. So no, she does not get upset because I don't overdo it. But most importantly, how excited are you for the debut of the UFL? Not excited at all. No. I will not. I don't care that it's, you know, the XFL's new league. I will never watch a second of UFL. If I was never going to watch any of XFL, when Vince McMahon, who I've loved. Now, obviously, you can't love him anymore. He's been accused of very terrible things, all right? But I've been a major supporter of his, and He's been a great part of a lot of joy through my childhood. So you would think I'd be very supportive of any venture that Vince McMahon was out there with. And I would never watch XFL because it's garbage. It's bad football. So no, I'm not watching any of the UFL. Sorry. Robert chimes in with, Zaslo, given their current age, physique, and skill set, who wins a one-on-one? Caitlin Clark versus Udonis Haslam? Caitlin Clark destroys him. Absolutely destroys him. You know, at this point in UD's career, UD can't guard her. Now, not that she's terribly quick, but she's quicker. She's faster than Udonis Haslam. Yeah, Caitlin Clark would kill him. I don't have to tell you. Sir John asks Zaslow, over under number of games Tyler Hero plays the rest of this season slash playoff. Okay, so you're including playoffs. I mean, I do think he's returning. So I think the best way, I think he'll be back with 3 games remaining in the regular season. Kind of to, you know, they love ramping up, to ramp up for the playoffs. But here's the thing. I believe Tyler Hero missing this time is going to be a good thing. And the reason I think Tyler Hero missing this time is a good thing is because you can't put him back in the starting lineup now. It's just not enough time to get acclimated, to get reacclimated, and to form any type of chemistry with Terry Rozier. So what could have been a tough decision for Eric Spoelstra in regards to Tyler Hero, should he start instead of Duncan Robinson, it's now an easy decision. He absolutely comes off the bench. All right, Steve says, Zaslow, what the heck is WWE going to do with Jade Cargill? Is it Bianca and Jade versus the tag team champions, Kabuki Warriors? I don't think either have a match scheduled for WrestleMania yet. Has The Rock returning buried LA Knight? All right, so that's 2 questions. The first one is, I think it's going to wind up being Bianca and Jade and Naomi against the 3, against Damage Control, a combination of the Kabuki Warriors and Dakota Kai. I think it's going to be a 6-man tag or a 6-woman tag, and I think we'll find out for sure this Friday, as it was announced last week, that Jade is officially part of the SmackDown roster. She's going to debut on SmackDown this Friday. I think that's, we'll have the advancement of that story there, because we're only 8 days away from SmackDown tomorrow night, from WrestleMania at tomorrow night's SmackDown. And finally, is The Rock returning buried LA Knight? Absolutely not. LA Knight has a singles match at WrestleMania. Like, there's no, you can't bury a guy if he has a singles match at WrestleMania. You know, just because you're not winning the championship, you're not fighting for the championship, doesn't mean you're being buried. He has a singles match at WrestleMania. It's the exact opposite. He's in a great spot. Saul asks, Zaslow, would the Heat prefer playing the Celtics in round 1 or in the Eastern Conference Finals? Yeah, I think they'd rather play him in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think you'd like to get into a rhythm. I think you'd like to have an easier matchup to start the postseason. I mean, I guess there's a party that could say, hey, everyone's going to be healthier at the start of the playoffs than later, so would you rather face the Celtics then? But it works both ways. I think you'd rather them later. I think you'd like to kind of build your way, to work your way toward that. All right. Julian says, Zaslow, what is going to happen with this Tyler Hero situation? Yeah, I feel like I answered it there. I think he's going to return with a few games left, and I think he's going to come off the bench. Mike in West Palm Beach, what sports movie character would you most want to be? Wow. What sports movie character would I most... Well, my favorite sports movie is Miracle. So would I want to be any of those guys? Any of the players? Not really. It's not like they were stars. Like, they really were a real team. So which movie character would you most want to be? I got to think about it. All right. And Harris is asking, Zaza, are you going to take part in opening day? No, I'm not going opening day. I will watch. It's only a couple hours from now for me recording this. Like I said, we got off to a late start today. So no, I will not be at opening day. I'm not even sure what kind of crowd we're going to get there. Jesus Lizardo, though, he is your opening day starter for your favorite little football, for your favorite little baseball team, Miami Marlins. And that right there is another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag. All right. So, I want to do a little bit more NBA here, because a couple things happened in the association last night that were terrible looks for the NBA, both involving officials. Now, let's start out with the Warriors and the Magic. Second night of a back-to-back after the Warriors beat the Heat. And no Jonathan Kuminga for this game for the Warriors. And the Warriors are in a battle to hang on to the number 10 spot in the West. And it's not like they're trying to hang on to number 3 or number 2. They're trying to hang on to number 10 in the Western Conference. 4 minutes into the game, Draymond Green, 2 technical fouls, ejected. And the ejection was very much warranted. He was arguing with the official. Then he went back and argued with him some more. I think Abby just over and over and over with the arguing. He's not stupid. He's done this song and dance before. He knows he's going to be ejected by doing this. Which begs the question, did Draymond Green want to get ejected? Now, a lot of times, he'll behave this way when Steph Curry's not playing. Because, like, hey, Steph's not here, I don't want to play. But Draymond Green got ejected, and then you could see the camera pan to Steph Curry. He was pissed. And by the way, no one tried to hold Draymond back. And after the game, no one tried to defend Draymond. It's like, they all know he's out of control. I mean, I thought he went to magic therapy. Didn't Draymond go to magic therapy? And this kind of stuff wasn't going to happen again? Didn't he go to therapy for 7 or 8 days? And he's cured? Didn't he get magic therapy? Draymond Green ejected 4 minutes into the game. Warriors still win. They do the Heat a solid, actually, by knocking off the Magic last night. But Draymond Green, you could say that first of all, it's such asshole behavior. I mean, he's just berating the referee before getting either technical foul. It's awful behavior. It's not competitiveness. It's selfishness because he knows he's going to get ejected and his team needs him. It's not competitiveness. It's being an asshole. Everyone, like, Steph Curry's competitive. You could be competitive without behaving that way. That's not Draymond Green being competitive. That's Draymond Green being an asshole. And the second one involving officials last night. And by the way, this is Adam Silver's NBA. That's what this behavior is. This is Adam Silver's NBA. We'll circle back to that in a second here. Kelly Oubre last night. So the Sixers, they lose at home by a point to the Clippers. Wild finish. Oubre drives the basket in transition. He wasn't even going to get the shot off in time, but was he fouled before the final buzzer sounded? Maybe. Paul George, in what I thought was a clean play. The officials thought it was a clean play too. Actually, after the game, the pool reporter caught up with the crew chief, and the officials said that they missed the call. It should have been a foul. I don't agree. I think it was a clean play by Paul George. But anyway, like, it definitely wasn't egregious, that's for sure. And I thought it was clean. I thought they got it right on the floor. But Kelly Oubre thinks he got fouled. The Sixers think he got fouled. Nick Nurse runs on the floor. He's yelling at the referees. And Kelly Oubre, right next to Nick Nurse, yelling at the referees. All three of the referees are standing there. And Kelly Oubre points his finger in the face of each of them. You a bitch. You a bitch. You a bitch. And then again, your mom's a bitch, your dad's a bitch, your mom's a bitch. Pointing at each one of them. Like, disgusting behavior. And look, Kelly Oubre after the game, he went in front of the media, big apology. But of course you're going to do a big apology because he looked like a fool. He should be embarrassed. It's gross behavior. And he should be suspended. I'm not talking about big fine. He's definitely going to get a big fine. So, of course, he's going to apologize. But he should be suspended. The behavior is so gross. And the fact that the NBA allows their players... Does the officiating of the NBA suck? Yup, it sure does. But the fact that the NBA and Adam Silver allow the players to behave this way with the officials, it's so gross. It's so over the top. It's such a bad look for the league. It's such a turnoff for the viewer. I mean, Kelly Oubre, getting in the face of each of the official. You a bitch, you a bitch, you a bitch. Your mom's a bitch, your dad's a bitch. What are we doing? And this is Adam Silver's NBA, man. Adam Silver's NBA, where the player does nothing. Player loves to complain. The player loves to not play. And the players behave however poorly they want. That's Adam Silver's NBA. Wasn't like this with David Stern in charge. You think guys were behaving this way? The players can do whatever they want. Because Adam Silver's their buddy. He's not in charge. He's their buddy. This is Adam Silver's NBA. Draymond Green behaving this way and playing Adam Silver for a fool. Kelly Oubre behaving this way and playing Adam Silver for a fool. Because he's not going to do anything. He's going to do the easy things. Okay, fine. Should be suspended. Multiple games. Not necessarily Draymond. I mean, Draymond got thrown out. It is what it is. Kelly Oubre should be suspended multiple games. This is Adam Silver's NBA. And I told you this, Al, years ago. Amber Wilson used to say on Zaslow and Amber, she doesn't understand all the praise that Adam Silver gets. And I pushed back. I was wrong. He's Teflon. Adam Silver, this league, the players, they walk all over him. Just because you're good friends with the players does not make you a good commissioner. He is not a good commissioner. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I take it back. I'm not sorry. It's such a turnoff. I mean, although I say I love the NBA, I don't know. Do I still love the NBA? Maybe I don't. Maybe I just still love the Heat. Maybe I don't love the NBA anymore. But that's what the league has done to me. It used to be far and away my favorite league, far and away my favorite sport. I'm always going to love the Heat. Do I still love the NBA? I don't know. Maybe I don't. There's so much to not like. There's so much that turns you off about today's NBA. All right. So tonight, though, we got a new episode of It's Still Real to Me. We're going to live stream at 8 p.m. I hope you guys watch and listen. We're going to recap an explosive Monday Night Raw as we're only 9 days away now until WrestleMania Night 1. We're getting there. We got the Sweet 16 tonight. Marlins opening day this afternoon. Panthers tonight. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. That's right, everybody knows Caneswear. Now, they're in a new location, but it's the same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. Everyone knows that Caneswear is the spot, Miami fan shop. And right now, how about this? My man Brett, he told me at Caneswear, they have extended their Spring Break 24 sale. That's right. Spring Break 2024 sale has been extended till the end of the month. So you got a few more days now to save 24% off or more on over 2,000 items. All Miami Hurricanes apparel and headwear. That's hats. All Miami Dolphins apparel and headwear. 20% off through the end of the month. They've extended their Spring Break 24 sale. Caneswear.com. You can check out right now wherever you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0. You can see all the great deals or just go in person. 2655 South University Drive. That's right, just south of 595 on the west side of University. 24% off. Spring Break 24 sale extended till the end of the month, March 31st. 24% off all Miami Hurricanes gear, all Miami Dolphins gear, no matter which South Florida sports team you root for. Caneswear is your spot, that South Florida sports fan shop where you get all of the big deals. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. We start out here. All right, Jay Williams on First Take this morning. How about this? Jay Williams, they're talking about Draymond Green getting ejected last night. And Jay Williams, he drops this bombshell.
I'm getting texts from people that I value their decisions, right? High-level people. And what these texts are reading is, well, how about the leadership of Stephen Curry? That's where these conversations are going. And in my brain, right, processing information, Molly.
Wait, what do you mean? How about the leadership of Stephen Curry? They're calling Steph out?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? For him not controlling Draymond. So in my brain, the way I process is that it's because I know Steph. I spent time around Steph. We were talking about this during Get Up. We wish we could have a camcorder in Steph's car, right?
Yeah.
All the things that Steph would be saying to his wife and how he's frustrated about, because he's one of the most competitive dudes you'll ever meet.
No doubt.
Draymond Green is diminishing the ultimate legacy of how people are looking at the leadership of Stephen Curry.
All right, I'm going not a big deal because I don't believe this for a second. I really don't. You're telling me that between last night with Draymond Green getting thrown out of the game 4 minutes in, and then in the morning on Get Up, that NBA execs, high-level NBA people, they see that and they go, let me text Jay Williams, and I'm going to question Steph Curry's leadership. You think that's what's going on? They say, I got to tell Jay Williams how I feel about Steph Curry's leadership. I'm going, not a big deal. I don't buy it. Big deal or not a big deal? So after that wacky finish of the Sixers game, Nick Nurse is angry. Kelly Oubre is angry. How about the Philadelphia 76ers television broadcast, Lisa Byington and Ala Abdelnaby?
Oubre got to get it on, and he does not. And that will do it.
A wild ending here in South Philly goes the way of the Los Angeles Clippers, and Nick Nurse is hot. He is fuming, and his assistant coach, Brian Gates, having to keep him away from the officials.
They've been awful all night. All night. I don't blame him one bit. I don't blame him one bit. That was some terrible, terrible officiating. And I don't know why they're still standing on the court. Get into the locker room so you don't get any more abuse. What are you doing out there?
The officials standing their ground as Nurse and Oubre.
Game's over. Why are they still on the floor?
Head back to the locker room. Let's take some looks at that final possession.
Take a look at this again. Kelly knows he's got to go quickly. And clearly, the shot went off. The clock went off, I should say.
Is this a foul on George?
His hands are up and down. His hands are up, though. His hands are up. We talk about the verticality. He is vertical.
Nick Nurse.
I don't understand why the refs are still there. The game's over. Their job is done. Why are they standing there and absorbing abuse? Get to step.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal. I gotta settle down. I mean, you know, tell the officials get to step in, and you know, that they're not leaving the court quick enough for your liking, Ali Abdelnaby. This is not a big deal. Settle down, all right? Take it easy, man. All right, big deal or not a big deal, I got one more for you. How about my guy, Christopher Mad Dog Russo? He was on First Take this morning. Tells you he's mad about the NFL scheduling opening game.
I don't agree.
First Friday of the year, the Eagles open the year in Sao Paulo, Brazil. On Peacock.
Yeah. What?
Peacock. So the Eagle fan who busts his butt to go to the link to see game after game and spends a fortune to do it, he's not going to fly to Brazil. He may not have Peacock. So he's going to miss the first game of the year so the NFL can make more money? I mean, really. I mean, it's bad enough they're on Amazon. It's bad enough they go play in Europe. It's bad enough they put extra millions of teams in, and they got an Amazon playoff game this year, too, which drives me crazy. They got to play the first opening game of the year with the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo on Peacock.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's hard to get Peacock. Yeah. I don't want to get Peacock.
You're right.
All right, I want to watch the game
normal. Right.
Give me Buck and Aikman. Give me the CBS crew. Brady's going to do it. Give me something. Don't put the Eagles 9,000 miles away and then put them on a cable thing on Peacock, which you got to subscribe to so NBC can make more money.
All right, I'm going not a big deal because here's the thing. Like, Dog is telling you there that the Philly fan, not only can he not go to the game because it's in Sao Paulo, Brazil, but he's got to pay now to watch it on Peacock. Not true. If you're in Philly, if you're local, the game is always also broadcast on over-the-air television. Nobody in Philadelphia, whatever the 75-mile radius or whatever it is, nobody is missing the game in Philadelphia. Dog, you're wrong. So that's not a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us, as always, by Canes, where you get all the big deals, including the Spring Break 24 sale, which has been extended another few days to the end of the month, March 31st. Get 24% off all Miami Hurricanes apparel and headwear, all Miami Dolphins apparel and headwear. Go to caneswear.com. Yes! All right. Today's show brought to us in part by Bet Online. Make sure you're listening tonight or watching 8 p.m., all right? Another episode of It's Still Real to Me, my pro wrestling podcast. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.